Thank you for tuning in this morning for the Veterans Day edition of Rosie on the House, broadcasting live from Sanderson Ford in Glendale, 51st Avenue, just south of Glendale Avenue. We're going to have us a Veterans Day shindig here on the topic of prepping. Not prepping for Armageddon. Let's just get prepped for that 1, 2, or 3 day emergency or the roadside assistance. We should always be prepared to be willing to hand out.
I'm not going to be here at Armageddon, so I'm not too worried about that.
All right.
I plan on going out on the first wave.
Okay.
But doing our due diligence, the Boy Scout motto, being prepared. Education and training. There are a number of free sources, classes, resources. The information is endless. Don't get overwhelmed. Start by making a plan and then going from there. Mention the Red Cross. That's a great place to start. We've got a list of books that are great resources as well. The best one we're talking about, in my opinion, you're talking about 3 days. If you start and you get 3 days and you decide you need 6 or a month, you know, there's a book by James Wesley Rawls called How to Survive the End of the World as We Know It. But it'll get you.
As we know it. That's the key.
That's an uplifting book.
It'll get you started. If you want to do it 3 days, it's got you there. And it'll help you get all the way to long-term survival. A great resource and just good for a quick link of references in addition to everything that we have here on our list that we've put together, making sure you have something in your vehicle for in case you get stuck. There was a horrible fatality on I-10 around Picacho. People were stranded on the freeway 4, 5, 6 hours. That's a long time to be stuck there.
Especially there where there's not even a tree.
Yeah, you don't have anywhere private. There are bio bags that you need to make sure you have in that for exactly that occasion. Children, if you've got kids, there's a list of considerations. And then at the very end, just having cash, currency, and barter items on hand. You may have an area you're prepared in where your neighbor might be light, but they might be heavy. And that goes back to having your bunker mates and having a plan, making sure you've got that close 3 or 4 neighbors so you don't all have to do it all together, but having a few things that you can share, barter, some great things that are basic, you know, coffee, beans, and then, again, making sure you have a hand cranker. One-shots of liquor are great. Alcohol has been used for barter thousands and thousands of years, and they sell them in those 1 ounce containers that they'll never go bad. Water bottles are a great one. Soap and matches, candles. List at rosieonthehouse.com, R-O-S-I-E on thehouse.com. And we covered about 1/3 of the bullet points we had listed there, so you can get the whole list right there, print it off, take it. And again, start small. Make a list of lists. Here's what we're going to attack this month, next month. That's why we broke it down into 12. And for the next year, we'll just remind you at the beginning of every month, this month we're going to get ready for water. Next month, we're food, cooking supplies, power supplies, so forth.
Fantastic. And again, we're broadcasting live. We'll be here for a while at Sanderson Ford. We're going to have a lot of fun over the next couple of hours with the Veterans Day tribute hog ride. I don't guess they call it a hog ride. It's just any bike you got that's got a motor on it, bring it. And they're going to be by 800. They're going to leave Sanderson Ford, head down to the Wesley Boland Capital Center, and then up to Cave Creek for the Harold Steakhouse party. It's going to be a great ride. Still time to register. Get over to Sanderson Ford. Now I'd like to introduce a special guest here who's helping with all of the festivities here at Sanderson Ford, Mr. Helio Pompa, the Deputy Chief, Glendale Fire Department. Helio, thanks a million for taking a time off the festivities. And, you know, he had his head poking in about every Mustang over here. We had to get him over here and get his attention. Helio, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you so much, Rosie. And it's just a pleasure to be here. I'll tell you what, I've always been a Chevy guy, but I'm looking at these Fords. I might be converted today.
Time to change.
We'll fix that. You see that beautiful little white and red striped Roush Mustang over there? You getting that, baby. You give that Chevy, have it up in a real quick hurry. What are y'all out there, what's the department out here doing in the way of helping celebrate Sanderson Ford in recognition of our veterans?
You know, we've had a tremendous relationship with Sanderson Ford for many years, and they've been a great partner with Glendale Fire Department and the city of Glendale in general. And what we've done is a small contribution. We are bringing our honor guard, our full dress honor guard, that is going to come out for the festivities that start at noon. And then, of course, you'll see our firefighters also out there. They've got our ladder truck, and with the American flag raised up at about 80 feet, just to kind of welcome the riders and let them know that this truly is an American event. It's a phenomenal way to not only remember our past veterans, but honor those that have served in the past. And it's a simple way for our fire department and our members to say thank you.
Absolutely. And what would you like the Glendale residents to know about being prepared? What would the fire department like homeowners to be aware of the first 6 hours, the first 12 hours, the first 3 days of a situation?
Well, there's so many things that can happen, and I think everything from natural disasters to, of course, to man-made disasters. But you really need to have at least a 3 to 6 day food stock, water, flashlights, a radio that you can pick up some sort of news program that will give you the latest details. Flashlights. We don't think about flashlights these days. Candles absolutely don't work. Obviously, they're going to be exhausted in a short period of time. But make sure that you and your family, regardless if you're two people or if you're a family of 10, that you've got adequate food and water that can sustain you by yourself for a minimum. We always ask for 72 hours. Obviously, more than that
would
always be great.
Well, we appreciate it. Helio Pompa, Deputy Chief of Glendale Fire Department. Folks, thank you for listening for the last 3 hours to Rosie on the House. We're the second best thing that can happen to you any Saturday morning, right after the Arizona Saturday morning sunrise. Tune in every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, right here at Rosie on the House, a listening tradition for 25 years. If you've been blessed today, do me a favor this week. Pay it forward. Until